Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
Welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here. Jason Hafeman running the board. Good thing. And the last guest, man, woo. You're listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And also WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, out of Waukesha. Ka-ka! The Shaw. I mean, before, during, after, whatever.
You know, sometimes all this crazy stuff going on, maybe we should just do shows where we talk about good food.
Hey, man, I really got it. You know, I was entertained, but then I usually am if I listen to your show. If I, you know, if I'm not too plugged into trying to get ready for something I should have had ready earlier in the week, which is this 1 hour show, fastest hour in radio. But, you know, I want it to feel more natural, like current. And Crudy let me know that Biden right now, President Biden has given a speech, or about to anyway, in Poland, and it's going to be really important, and that's why I'm not going to pay any attention to it, because it has to do with the war, and I'm, you know, I am so tired of the way the media, you know, in cheering for Russians to be killed, and go, you know, now it's turning into that football game, glorifying war, my dad used to say. I sure miss my dad. It reminds me, you know, why I am the way I am. When he was growing up, they were, you know, they didn't have a lot of money. I was growing up, you know, through the Depression era, and right after it too, and the war, and my dad's my grandpa and his brothers, they were all these Masons, and when they got done after work, they'd go get drunk and beat on each other all the time. It was just awful. They had a horrible relationship with each other and fighting each other and stuff. But my dad had a friend named Howie Began, and I remember him because when we were little, he had this really cool store on the on that brick road, that historic brick road in Delavan. It was a nice little town, right? And they had this festival, but Howie was Jewish, and all these other kids used to, like, you know, back then they were like picking on him and stuff, and my dad and Howie defended against all of them. My dad was tough as hell. I'm thinking Howie probably was too. And they were friends for life. But that's where I learned that, you know, being against a different culture, being racist or prejudiced against somebody because of where who they are or where they come from is, like, really one of the dumbest things I've... I mean, you really have to teach somebody that, to be that stupid, which apparently is going on. But, you know, the reminder of that Indian food. And by the way, I had a mango yogurt and grain smoothie today and yesterday. Because, well, I got to go to the hospital on Monday for my three-month exam. So try to jam in all as much good food as you can. Right? Forget the three months leading into it. Anyhow. But it gave me memories, you know, blast into the past back at the Capitol when the best nights when we were living at the Capitol, standing up for Wisconsin, when the Indian food came in and you could smell the curry and onion bread and things. I mean, I like it. So I'll be checking that stuff out. Ember Foods, right?
Yep.
Oh, I listened. See? Now, you can get to me through my stomach. It's like you can't. That's one good way to do it. But I just, man, 844-967-2789. If you'd like to chime in, try to stay on subject, though, if you call. Okay, I'll let you roam a little bit. Yeah, but
if you ask someone a question,
let's do a little back and forth. Remember, it is outside the pizza box, not I'm going to call in and be in, you know, use my own little platform. I wanted that, I'd be watching like Newsmax or something.
Oh my goodness.
I know, that's really hard to take. That's where all the criminal, you know, Fox employees end up going afterwards, where they get caught in sexual scandals and stuff like that. Which reminds me, I've never seen a greater display of institutional racism than I did by the GOP and those hearings for the Supreme Court nominee.
Oh my gosh.
I know. To tell you the truth, I had popcorn ready. I was in the, I mean, I was prepared. Like three bowls prepared. Not popcorn. Popcorn was after the three bowls because I knew I was going to need it. But I mean, no, I had no idea they were going to do that extreme and that racist and that sexist and bigoted of an attack. Oh, my God. You see, extremism exists in every culture. It does. And then, you know, when you fight back against extremism all the way, as far away from it as you can, they call that extremism. I call that sanity. Hello. I mean, last week it was 73 degrees and I actually saw a nightcrawler. Ah, finally, spring arrives on Saturday. I saw it coming when I saw the snow blowing late afternoon, early evening last night. I was like, oh, come on, man. And this stuff, I'm watching it on the neighbor's cars, you know, and it's sticking on there. And I'm like, you know, if I don't go scrape that off my windows, that's going to be frozen in the morning. So I let it freeze on there because I just didn't want to go out and do it. I was chilling with the cats, watching movies. But it was just unbelievable. Watching Lindsey Graham throw a little tantrum but when you look at what they said like the years before, or 2 weeks before even, and then the extreme opposite of what they were saying, I think the one that got me the most was when they were going after her being soft on sexual predators. Soft on sexual predators? I'm like, really? I'm thinking, why would you guys go there?
Yeah.
I mean, Kavanaugh?
Hypocrisy, bro. They just, oh, that was in the
I forgot
past.
To say hypocrisy with all the other stuff, the God. Bigotry. And it was in my post earlier this week. Oh, my goodness. And then, you know, the angry white male. Whoo. People talk about saying, why are you so angry? Why aren't more people angry when they see all this injustice in the world? And I thought, well, Matt Gaetz, man, he's like, oh, my God. You know, that's like he was like protege to Jeffrey Epstein or something, you know? Oh, my God, really? And then the great one, of course, is the great Donald Trump. And you guys all stood behind him, and he even admitted it. It's on tape. You know, it's not, he didn't make it up. Well, that's locker room talk. Yeah, I know what locker room talk is. You got your something caught in the ringer on this one. I'm like, how can they say that? The Republicans aren't soft on sexual predators. The Republicans are hard on sexual predators. Get it? See what I did there? It's outside the pizza box. You can do that. Not too many people that already aren't listening. I'm not going to chase them away with that one, I don't think. Oh, but yeah, they just, like, it to me, it was like 1800s kind of stuff, man. I was like, wow, this is like pre-Civil War, isn't it? Or post-Civil War. I don't know. I don't know history that well because I haven't read enough books, apparently. Haven't studied enough. See what I'm saying there? And I'm still one of these guys, you know, that I don't care what culture somebody... When I was at the Capitol... just started thinking Indian food again. And, but that's because I was meeting people from India and Pakistan and Belgium and Germany and France and Russia and Ukraine. And you don't believe me? I got the pizza box tops that show you all the people that came all from around the world, just like us, wanting to stand up for democracy. They're like, oh my God, democracy's under attack in America. We can't let that happen without, you know, at least going there and standing with these people. And that's why their names are on the boxes, not because Republicans wouldn't sign the boxes. I go, hey, you want to sign these friends' boxes for democracy and freedom? And, oh, gee, I wonder why. It isn't because you're attacking it or anything. This is because you're not educated or anything like that. Get your information from somebody else instead of walking it. So I'm, you know, I met people from cultures all over the world. And the amazing thing about that is back home, they had people that were, you know, like the evil side of their culture too. Everybody has that. Oh, imagine that. You mean people are the same all over the world? Oh, I'm pretty sure they are. Sometimes we have these language barriers and stuff, but as far as, you know, if I can speak the same language or we can understand each other, learning about their culture is the next step. Hey, that's kind of cool. Let's try that. And
your call, man.
No, nationalism is not natural, okay? And we're seeing that happen all over the world where everybody's trying to defend this fake-ass culture that's like, you know, bloody past and bloody present for some people. But it's not like while this war is going on, Americans are uniting and standing up against the alien forces. No, they call human beings aliens. Yeah, some people do. I can't imagine being called an illegal alien, being born into this world and somehow, you know. But, you know, that's the way they treated Jesus Christ, too. You guys liked that back then. If you're like that today, you're throwing stones at, well, probably Mary Magdalene first. And then when Jesus stopped you from doing that, hey, brother, who are you without sin? Don't be throwing rocks at grass huts. Some of them go through. Disturbing week. But it's not like I didn't see it coming, right? I mean, I've been preaching for a while. Every hour on this planet gets worse every single day. And it does. And now we're back into that. Hey, you know what? It only took like one day of being in the 70s for me to be doing deliveries today and the blowing snow. And it started to ice up a little bit, right? Right at the right temperature. People running over it a few times and then it turns into ice. I didn't learn anything. I saw people. Oh, my God. It just gets worse by the hour, but Fastest Hour Radio will be right back.